good morning. This is the morning news for today, Thursday, October 27th, 2016. I'm your presenter, Richie Farrell, and here are the headlines. Bishop Gabriel Malzieh calls on Dominicans to view nation building from a humanitarian standpoint. CTA to forge more linkages for Caribbean produce. And Calais jungle, children with nowhere to sleep. The news is brought to you, compliments DigiCell. The details of these and more stories after this.
Play fast, play loud, play bold. Enjoy flexibility and best value from DigiCell Play's new TV and broadband bundles from as low as $89. With Play Fast, enjoy 32 video channels. Play Loud gives you 46 video channels. Then there's Play Bold, 98 video channels. All bundles come with 50 music channels, 8 radio channels, and 8 megs internet. Choose the bundle that's right for you. Sign up today. Get free connection, free installation and setup box, or sign up for our TV only offer from as low as $25. Call 616-1700 for details.
Welcome back. In news this morning, His Lordship Bishop Gabriel Malzieh calls for Dominicans to view nation building from a humanitarian standpoint rather than from the usual infrastructural point. Quoting deceased former American President John F. Kennedy in his Independence Day message, Bishop Malzieh says, if Dominicans should fail to contribute to nation building, this will portray an inauthentic display during this period of patriotic pride.
Nation building requires us to develop the attitude which will work towards a state where everyone will have enough to eat, sufficient to drink, and a great sense of physical, psychological, spiritual, and educational well-being. Nation building is more about people and less about things. This time of year is usually one in which we put our patriotism on display. But it will be less than authentic if we are not willing to make the contribution that only we can make to nation building. The often quoted saying of J.F. Kennedy holds true. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
You've just heard statements from His Lordship Bishop Gabriel Malzieh. In more news, Tourism Minister Robert Tong says Cabinet has approved an action plan to address the issue of vagrancy in Dominica. Vagrancy has been outlined as one of the major challenges confronting the island's tourism sector, and numerous calls have been made for the government to address that particular issue. Mr. Tong says the plan will include the establishment of a day program to remove vagrants off the streets, but he says family members of the homeless and members of the public must play their part, as this is a societal problem.
Cabinet has also just approved a plan, an action plan, to address the issue of vagrancy. The plan will include the hiring of a consultant to undertake a strategy with the aim of developing a comprehensive and sustainable approach to the daily care. But right now, we will proceed with what we call a day program to ensure that we can move vagrants off the street. But very importantly, this cannot be done by ourselves. Everybody has a social responsibility, especially the families of these individuals, to help us to take care of them.
Tourism Minister Robert Tong. In more news, opposition leader Lennox Linton says that the parliament is being manipulated by the DLP government because they make up the majority of the Honorable House. The opposition leader feels that he, along with his elected colleagues, are being constantly disrespected by the members of the House and by the House Speaker, Alex Boyd-Knight.
This is a parliamentary democracy, but we have a parliament where the majority of the members are in fact sitting in the government. And so the government runs its affairs as though it's the parliament that's running its affairs. And they have no respect for parliamentary oversight. They believe that the parliament is really their rubber stamp, because when they do their business in the cabinet and in the executive branch of government, day to day, month to month, year after year, they can come to Parliament because they have the majority in Parliament and the ayes have it, so they can effectively do what they want. They can use their majority to frustrate the legitimate responsibility of parliamentary oversight, which parliamentary democracies all around the world are paying greater and greater attention to.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton. Meantime, five National Bank of Dominica Limited customers have been rewarded for using their debit cards at point-of-sale machines. The bank embarked on a swipe local card from the 1st of October 2016 campaign, encouraging customers to use their card instead of cash. Cards have long been established internationally as the faster, safer, and more convenient way of making payments compared to checks or cash. According to a release, the five customers, Vaughn Royer from St. Joseph, Jenna Boston from Portsmouth, Chris Blackmore from La Plaine, Joanna John Lewis from Loda, and Josephat Williams from Portsmouth, each won a season ticket to the World Creole Music Festival. The Swipe Local promotion is being held during the independent season in support of this year's theme, Strengthening Our Commitment to Nation Building, by promoting a more efficient way for citizens to do business. The promotion seeks to encourage persons to use their cards to pay for items at local merchants. The Swipe Local campaign continues throughout November, and at the end of November, five more customers will be rewarded $250 each for using their debit cards at point-of-sale machines. Meantime, as part of activities to mark Dominica's 38th anniversary of independence, government will present meritorious service honors to 20 individuals. This year, six people will receive the Cicero Award of Honor, nine will receive the Meritorious Service Award, and one will receive the Service Medal of Honor, and four will receive the Long Service Award. These awards will be handed out on Thursday, November 3rd, 2016, at the National Day Parade to be held at the Windsor Park Sports Stadium. Among those being awarded are Sir Hilary Beckles, Dr. Kevin Ferrara, Ambassador Irwin LaRocque, Ambassador Julius Timothy, Jennifer Astafan, and Cecil Schillingford. In more news this morning, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt is now advising Dominicans against spreading negative promotions about Dominica in efforts to support local. Speaking at the second session of the 9th Parliament under the Commonwealth of Dominica Constitution, Prime Minister Skerritt said investing large amounts into Dominica's tourism sector does not counteract multiple negative promotions by its citizens.
We have to support our people. We have to support what is local. We have to support what is indigenous, Madam Speaker. But we have to be careful with our utterances that do not undermine our very investments, Madam Speaker. That's what I'm cautioning you guys about. That we have to be careful. And this one, so when we talk about what do we say to people out there, if everything that comes out of Dominica is negative, and we're not promoting the positive attributes of our country, what would be more beneficial to Dominica? If we were to post a beautiful scenery of Dominica, or a property on our Facebook pages, as opposed to painting a negative story about Dominica. Because no matter how much money you give to the tourism marketing, Madam Speaker, it will not be able to counter individual actions and utterances, Madam Speaker.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt. In more news in the region, the Technical Center for Agricultural and Rural Cooperation, CTA, is working on strengthening linkages for agricultural producers in the Caribbean to expand their markets. According to CTA Director Michael Halu, one of CTA's projects in cooperation with the Caribbean Farmers Network and the Sandals Foundation is working to strengthen linkages to domestic, regional, and export markets in eight countries. CTA plans to expand this project to several other countries, including Antigua, Barbados, Grenada, Jamaica, St. Lucia, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. and several hundred migrants remain inside the jungle camp in Calais. BBC reporters at the scene say, despite French officials claiming the camp is now empty, about 200 unaccompanied minors have been left with nowhere to sleep, our Europe reporter Gavin Lee says. Some 30 of them have been offered housing in a warehouse, but the situation for the rest remains unclear at this time. They are said to be becoming increasingly desperate. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. Bishop Gabriel Malzieh calls on Dominicans to view nation building from a humanitarian standpoint. CTA to forge more linkages for Caribbean produce, and Calais jungle children with nowhere to sleep. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Digicel. If you've missed any of our newscasts, you can always log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team here at Q95, I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell, wishing you a pleasant morning.